In Ireland, it's the day after a junior minister for education has resigned and caused a bit of a political storm. It's more than that, though. It's the day after the founder of the Dublin Web Summit sent out an email containing the names of all the media people who are going to be at the Dublin Web Summit. And I thought I'd put this to you and give you a bit of a flavour, because what the headline is really 3,000 people descending on Dublin in the middle of October. Entrepreneurs, tech startups, primarily techie people, entrepreneurial type people, some of whom are building businesses that you're using already. But I want to talk about the media here. I've got a chance to talk about the media because the bottom line is I'm going to go there myself. And I was looking at who's going to be at it. Who are the key people who are going to be there from the point of view of the media? Because this is going to influence who I meet and what message goes out to the rest of the world. And I'm just trying to get myself organised here to be able to give you an idea. There's going to be Alexia Sotosis from TechCrunch. Now, those of you who read TechCrunch all the time will probably know that. Ben Rooney from the Wall Street Journal will be there, Wall Street Journal Europe. And I'm not going to go down through a whole long list, but let me tell you the Irish people who are going to be there from the media. Donal Connolly from the Sunday, Donal Connolly Gorman from the Sunday Business Post. Enda Leahy from the Irish Mail on Sunday. Gavin Daly from the Sunday Times. Who else is going to be there from Ireland, listed among the... Well, they're the movers and shakers, if you like, the bigwigs in the... A small selection, Paddy Cosgrave said, a small selection of more than 200 international media attending the summit. So they're the ones. Now, there are going to be people there from also, you know, Forbes. They're going to be there from Wired UK. They're going to be there from Financial Times, The Guardian, The Next Web, Reuters, The Economist, The Telegraph. Robert Scoble is going to be there. Robert Scoble is a very big, big person. Impression I have of Robert Scoble is that when he wrote a review of Flipboard, just as Flipboard was launching, his review was completely positive and the Flipboard website crashed. In other words, so he was that, he had that much influence. Now, alongside those kind of people, you know, and include Robert Waters, whose work I don't know, I must admit, from The Next Web. I'm just mentioning names in case they ever listen to this audio. But also, Paddy Cosgrave put out a list of bloggers who will be there. I can't say by any means whether these are bloggers that there'll be other bloggers. But they're down, sort of squeezed in between... Nicholas Wojcik, forgive me, Nicholas, your techberlin.com, I can't pronounce your name, it looks Polish to me, and between that person, Nicholas, and Phil Jeudy, J-E-U-D-I, who is a diverse but tech mostly blogger, is a guy called Paul O'Mahony. And he's there as a blogger, on using Twitter, Audioboo, Google Plus, and a new company blog. So whoever that guy is, he's in between Nicholas and Phil. But so it's going to be some event, really. I mean, this list of journalists who are going to be there is in the public domain. I see that Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold here, and lots of other places is not going to be there. He may be going to be there, but isn't on the list. I see documentally isn't going to be there, and he may be on the list somewhere, but I see people who, you know, I'd just love to meet up with. And I see, and the great thing for me is that, you know, 95% of the journalists who have been mentioned in the email yesterday from the Dublin Web Summit, founder Paddy Cosgrave, 95% of them are people I don't know already. So if I fast forward to after the conference and I say that 95% of them I will know, that would be ridiculous. I'd have killed myself and I'd have done nothing but going around meeting journalists. But I might know 10% of the journalists covering the Dublin Web Summit. And you just never know what these things could lead to, you know. There are, in addition to there being journalists covering it, there are, you know, 3,000 attendees, or maybe I'm sure the journalists are counted as attendees. But anyway, there'll be a load of those. There'll be venture capitalists, people looking to invest in the next big thing. There'll be new startups, loads of them, 250 startups coming to it this year, up from a tiny number last year. So, you know, it's all singing, all dancing, all whistles, all bells, Dublin Web Summit this year. And, okay, so what'll I be doing for my free ticket? Right, I'm an accredited blogger. I haven't had to pay for my ticket. I better say that up front. I'm not being, but I'm not being going to be paid for any of my work either. So I'm delighted and honoured to be able to be there. But what'll I do? Well, I'm going to talk to all sorts of people, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'll talk to, you know, people who are attendees, and I hope to talk to Robert Scoble. I hope to talk to the head of Mushy Monsters. My daughter, who's seven, has me on a commission. Speak to the head of Mushy Monsters about the mushlings, the muslings, the mushlings. Anyway, I'm learning the names of the muslings in preparation for the Dublin Web Summit. You have to do your research before you talk to people. So that's it, folks. Just to let you know, you can find out everything you want about the Dublin Web Summit easily by just you know, putting it into your search engine, and all sorts of stuff will pop up. It's got a hashtag on Twitter called Web Summit. That's because there are web summits in other places, and I'm sure they're building up a brand called Web Summit. You know, it kind of is a bit like the summit that they... Davos. So is Web Summit the equivalent of Davos? There's an event connected with the Dublin Web Summit which will happen the day after, which I at present know very little about, actually. It's called Founders, and that's where people who have founded businesses will all be networking with each other, but I truly don't know anything about that, and I've not seen any publicity about that this year. So there we are. That's a little introduction to the latest news on the Dublin Web Summit. I'll probably do an audio about the Dublin Web Summit, you know, almost every second or third day. Bye-bye.